Experts say making a resolution or starting a new habit should be a SMART goal. SMART means the goal is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Christine Pete, an associate professor of psychiatry at UNC, said having these parameters can make a goal feel much more attainable.
You're not setting expectations so high that you can't reach them and then you end up feeling frustrated with yourself, but instead you're setting goals that are manageable, they're realistic, and you can kind of have a sense of accomplishment.
One example would be sending holiday cards a month earlier than the previous year, or wanting to talk on the phone with a family member at least once a month. Pete said these goals are measurable and realistic, so keeping up the motivation can be more manageable. A common New Year's resolution is wanting to lose weight, but Pete said that goal is not always framed into the parameters of a SMART goal.
They want to lose 5, 10, 15, 50 pounds, whatever it might be. While I don't necessarily think that those goals are unattainable in that sense, I do think it's maybe not the wisest way to kind of start off the year.
Pete said dieting can be an almost never-ending cycle. She said it can lead to a lot of frustration and guilt, which isn't the most balanced way to kick off a new year. Instead of framing a resolution to lose a specific amount of weight, Pete said the resolution should be focused around increasing engagement in healthy behaviors.
Is something that for most people isn't necessarily going to result in the same sort of frustration. So for example, one of those healthy behaviors might be drinking more water, or maybe for some people it's going to be getting, you know, more hours of sleep.
Other types of resolutions focus on the self, like wanting to be a kinder person this year or focusing on the things that you're grateful for. Pete said to keep the overall motivator in the back of your mind or even write a note on your phone.
If you can keep a visual reminder of those sorts of things, it oftentimes is a good way to keep your motivation going even during all the busyness of life.
Pete said having an accountability partner can also help with making new habits because they understand what you're going through together. She said they can be a cheerleader on those days when the motivation might not be as strong. Ultimately, Pete said she believes people don't always need to make a drastic change. Just because others are setting resolutions, the tradition is not one size fits all. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.